Hi, this is Gary Fletcher. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Lovely stuff, great mix. The separation of the keyboards and all the other. It's a lovely track, anyway. Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio, and that's their new album, Something Smells Funky Around Here, and a track called My Soul. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues. Coming a little bit later, it depends on when you normally get the program downloaded, but 24 hours late, I'm afraid, for reasons beyond my control. It's really sunny here. Here in UK, you know, we get a bit odd, dodgy weather at times, but we've got a situation which I know happens everywhere in the world, I guess, at different times, where the sun is so bright, and then when you then look inside, as I'm looking now at the screen, I can hardly see the letters on the screen because my eyes have been opened way too much. Anyway, wherever you are in the world, whether it's sunny or not, welcome to the Raven and the Blues. Another mix of mostly new stuff, mostly blues, Raven-styly, if you know what I mean. And hopefully you will find two or three tracks in the show, at least, which you go, woo, that's nice.
Oh,
You could be in a back room of a pub anywhere in UK or a roadhouse anywhere in the States, and that could be the house band playing in the distance. But no, it's got living proof that you can take a musician out of the band, but you can't take the band music away from the musician. The new album from Billy Gibbons of the ZZ Top, of course, and The Big Bad Blues is the album, and there you heard his kind of rocky ZZ Toppy take on Rolling and Tumbling. Here's a guy who has been the houseboat two or three times over the last 4 or 5 years and is championing the blues harmonica style really across, not just across the UK, but across Europe. And also, joy of joys, he's appearing in the States, I think it's next year, and doing a big tour in the States with various harmonica players there. Here he is with big Joe Louis Walker, Bruce Katz and Giles Robson. Journeys to the Heart of the Blues is the name of the album, and I feel like blowing my horn, don't we all?
Hey, I feel like blowing my horn. Hey, feel like blowing my horn. You know that I can't face the music. All I had is gone. Blowing my horn. Yeah, yeah, hey. Feel like blowing my horn. You know what? I can't face the music. It's true. Lord, I'm crazy about anything you do. Hey, hey, hey. Feel like blowing my horn. I say, I can't face music. All I have is gone. All right, baby. Thank you. my little Tootsie Wootsie. Lord, my sweet apple, gone away and left me. And I don't even much know the reason why. Hey, Lord, help me. I feel like going my home.
Bruce Katz on keyboards, fabulous stuff. Joe Louis Walker and Giles Robson on harmonica. And from the album To the Heart of the Blues, Feel Like Blowing My Horn. Not to the heart, Journeys to the Heart of the Blues, and I Feel Like Blowing My Horn. One of the greatest UK bluesmen alive is Ian Siegel. And he's been around the business, what, some 25 years now, I guess. And last year, about a year ago, he decided to relocate and live in Holland, in Amsterdam. Reasons were many and various. I don't know them all, obviously, but I know quite a few of them, and I agree with all of them. So he's a loss to us, but he's living in Amsterdam and extremely happy and making occasional forays into the UK to do live gigs. Because he's in Holland, he's hearing a lot more different music than we would normally listen to. And he recommended this band earlier on this week, and I thought, if Ian says it's good, it must be good. So I went to look him up, and their new album has just been released. It looks like their first album as well, but I can't see an earlier one, but it's definitely just been released, their new one. It's called Classic, and the band are called the Dawn Brothers. Here they are with Yours and Mine.
Whenever I come back home,
Isn't that beautiful? Yours and Mine, it's called. It's from the band from Holland called the Dawn Brothers, and it's from their brand new album which came out last weekend called Classic, as recommended by Ian Siegel and also now by Dave Raven. Good stuff. Okay, that's new. This one is nearly as new. It came out about a month ago. Anna Popovich, her new album with guest stars along the way. Here she is featured with Kenny Wayne Shepherd. The album is called I Like It On Top. That's a bit suggestive for you. And here is a track called Sexy Tonight.
I raise my head up from the sheets. Don't understand what you did to me. Kinda sexy tonight.
Anna, I don't know. This is going to sound a bit sexist too, but Anna's been around the business for some decade now, from Belgrade, and good-looking girl, very good-looking girl. Tall, thin, great legs, always wears unbelievably high heels and incredibly short skirts. So, and lots of blonde hair and stuff, you know, and a good guitar player. And there are quite a few female blues musicians, in fact, female musicians generally, who trade, no, that's, is that fair, trade on their good looks, but utilise their good looks, and why wouldn't you, in a sense? If it sells records, it sells records. But Anna has kind of avoided the being sexy part of it until this album, and the whole album, you know, I Like It On Top, it's just the whole thing, and I don't know whether she needs to go down that route. She's a accepted as a really good guitar player and pretty good voice, good songwriter. Her last trilogy of albums was really good. And on this, I'm just a little bit uncomfortable, if you know what I mean. But having said that, it's still a very good album. And you haven't got to look at the pictures. Okay, here's a band I've rated for some 4 or 5 years now. They appeared in the UK Blues Federation Challenge, which I was a member of the UK Blues Federation, and they were absolutely fabulous. They're very difficult to pigeonhole, and they're not really a blues band. And they came along to the challenge, and they said, but we're not really blues. And we said, well, you know, we think you could, I mean, you could be the future of the blues, 2018, 2019 kind of stuff. But anyway, they were great and still are. Their name is Willie and the Bandits. They're doing did lots and lots of festivals around the UK and Europe this year. And their path is definitely on the upward direction. In fact, their new album is called Paths. And it's just about to be released. It in my microphone go funny. Yeah, the new album is called Paths and it's about to be released. And here is a track from it called Find My Way. But in many respects, Willie and the Bandits have gone back more to their rock and Zeppelin roots and left a bit of the blues behind. But this is what it sounds like. And you'd make your own mind up. See what I mean about the Zeppelin influence? Three lovely guys, Willie and the Bandits, who I met, I think, first at Upton Blues Festival many years ago. That's their brand new album coming out quite soon called Paths, P-A-T-H-S. And that's a single taken from it and released early to a couple of DJs, and that's called Find My Way. As you can see, you know, it's a lot more rockier than some of their earlier work, but I do like it. I just like the band. Okay, complete contrast. Change the country from the southwest of the UK into the States. Change an artist who's been around for many years, even though the album is new. And bring you on Rykuda, Alive in America, as the album came out this year. And here he is with Crazy About an Automobile. Yes.
About an automobile. Every woman I know, she's crazy about an automobile. And yeah, I am standing with nothing but rubber heat. Every woman I know, she's crazy about an automobile. Every woman I know, she's gotta have herself an automobile. And yeah, I am standing with nothing but rubber heat. Now they say walking women homes is a thing of the past. Women wants to ride, they wants to ride in class. Some like Cadillacs, some like Ford, some like anything as long as it rolls. Every woman I know, she's crazy about an automobile. Every woman I know, she's got to have an automobile. And yeah, I am standing with nothing but rubber heat. Woman I know, she's crazy about an automobile. Every woman I know, she's gotta have herself an automobile. And yeah, I am standing with nothing but rubber heat. Now they say riding and loving just can't be beat. You and your woman in your old front seat. She can play with your keys and shift your gears. Turn on the radio loud enough to hear. She can turn up the heat and flip on the fan. And then you start rolling just as fast as you can. As every woman I know, crazy about an automobile. Every woman I know is crazy about an automobile.
You know, all the rest anyhow. Shit. One I can cover, one I can't cover for two.
One, two, three. He plays so sexy to me. Three, four, five, six. Kids got some brand new licks. Six, seven, eight. Down by the snake at the lake. There's a joint. Ready to blow. Every hound in the band's got a song. Howling away in my spit judgment day. They run it down like a cat in a hole. That's the way they do it. That's the way they roll. They call it jazz band. The bass pocket is point. They call it jazz band. The trumpets jump in the joint. They shake it down. That's the way they do it. That's the way they roll now. Checkers and dice rule the back of the room. Cisco on ice, always a reasonable price. Women in heels, 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 and every color she feels. This joint's gonna blow your mind. The drums be breaking a sweat. The man is his hat and the high roller's bet. The sticks click like time on a clock. When you think it's over, they're just beginning to rock. They call it jazz band. The bass pocket is tight. They call it jazz band. The trump is blinding the light. They shake it down, down, down like fire in a hole. That's the way. That's the way they roll. Bambas and dandum de bambas is those who's they. Risen banda ribbon and as they who's on be. Ba-da-da. Rosta dancing bamba dindu low.
In that lovely Beth Hart, front and centre live from New York, early part of this year.
Thank you so much.
And that's Jazz Man. And before that, you heard Ry Cooder from his latest album. And everybody loves an automobile, including a swear word at the end. It's a bit odd, really, because iTunes, who are the main purveyors of this podcast, no matter where you get it from, it tends often comes through iTunes. They are the arbiters of good taste, or so they decide. And there are times I've written down the sort of the praise of the show, and for some reason they haven't liked it, and so the show hasn't been published. And it's only avid listeners like Cliff McKnight and others who will contact me and say, "Where's the show? It's not here. Have you used a rude word again?" And so I look at it and I think, "No, there's nothing there. Oh, I'll try that." I think one was Shake Your Booty, I think, and iTunes didn't like Shake Your Booty, so I just moved it to something else. Not quite sure how they work with swear words, because at the end of the Rykuda, there was a fairly common use swear word, and it kind of fitted in context too. I didn't mind it, but I've taken it out, because if iTunes listen to it and go, ooh, there's a swear word, we're in trouble. Never mind. Okay. And we'll stay now with an album which has come out about 2 months ago. When I first heard it, I thought, oh, that's pretty, but then it, that's nice, but then it went away and then kind of came back on the playlist again. And the more I listen to it, then the more I like it. The album is called Making Tracks. It's from Seeger and Carter, and here they are with their cover of the old favourite, Am I Wrong?
Tell me, am I wrong, baby? I'm falling in love with you. Why are all the members out there cheating and lying, stepping all over you? Yeah. Judge, am I wrong? Holding on you so tight. Tell me, am I wrong? So tight. If your other man comes to claim you, he better be ready, ready for a long, long fight.
Looking at me for a long, long time. I wonder, can this be the one that's looking at me? Are you the lady of my life? Of my life. Hey, lady, lady. Girl, you know you've got some big pretty eyes. It's the eyes tell a story. And don't you know yours look pretty wise? You know you got me hypnotized, totally mesmerized. Are you the lady of my
Soul Blues, beautifully done. Walter Wolfman Washington, and the album has just been released called My Future Is Your Past. And no, it's not. It's called My Future Is My Past. And released about the summer of this year, and that's called Are You the Lady? And before that, you heard Seeger and Carter from their new album, Making Tracks and Am I Wrong? Okay, here's a lady who has made a kind of career over the last decade of making albums in tribute to a particular blues man or woman back from the very beginning. And so she's done many tributes to many of the famous blues names over the years, but never, I don't think, has she ever paid tribute to a blues female back from the beginning. And she does on this new one from her, a tribute to Bessie Smith. It came out about 2 months ago, Rory Block, and this one is called Black Mountain.
Babies cry for love. all shoot quick and straight. Now bullet will get you if you start to dodge in too late. I got the devil in my soul, I'm full of bad booze. I got the devil in my soul and I'm full of bad booze. You know I'm out here for trouble, I got the Black Mountain Blues.
Rory Block, a tribute to Bessie Smith, came out 2 months ago, and that's called Black Mountain. She's been around a while. She's a couple of years younger than me, and her first album was, what, some 50 years ago, I guess, with Stefan Grossman. My favourite album from her goes back, oh, God, I can't remember when now, but it was Maria Muldaur and Eric Bibb and her, back some sort of 15 years ago, I think. It was called Sisters and Brothers. But that is, I think, sixth in her Mentor series. She started with a tribute to Sunhouse, 10 years ago, and then a tribute to Mississippi Fred McDowell, and then a tribute to Gary Davis, and then a tribute to John Hurt, and a tribute to Skip James a couple of years ago, and then now this one, a tribute to Bessie Smith. Lovely stuff. Okay, that's Rory Block. Where to now? Okay, a gentleman who I do admire so much, diagnosed with terminal cancer, went on a final tour, sold the first gig. Well, you know this. Actually, no, you may not. Diagnosed with terminal cancer, told he had months left to live, offered chemo, he said, no, I'm not taking chemo, went and then decided, I'm going to go on tour for the final time, so he announced he was going to do his final ever tour, because he had cancer and he was going to die, and so of course the tickets went within minutes, quicker than Glastonbury. And of course everybody wanted to go to the first one, because if he waited till the end when he got to Newcastle where you lived or whatever, he may have died by then. So anyway, he did a tour of the UK, and at the end of it he felt better than he started. And it was a Chinese doctor who was also a keen Wilco Johnson fan, and also a photographer, and this guy was an oncologist, a cancer specialist. And at the end of the tour, he sort of took Wilco to one side and said, you know, I've been watching you, I've been taking your photograph right through this tour, and I'm an oncologist, and I don't believe that they got your cancer right. And so he went back into one of our big cancer hospitals called Addenbrookes, where they looked at him again and said, actually, no, they didn't. It's quite a rare thing you've got here. It'll still kill you, though, probably. Well, or would have done, except in the last 12 months, we've got some new techniques. So they applied the new technique, which virtually meant taking all the tubing out from the neck to the bowel, and then rebuild it. And Wilco, bless him, is still with us. Roger Daltrey recorded an album with them. Here's his new album called Blow Your Mind, and this one is called Slammin'.
We'll be right back.
shades of it. Yeah, a band you had to see live if you could. Too late now. The Feel Goods, Wilco Johnson there, and a track from his new album, Blow Your Mind, and that is called Slamming. And that, I'm afraid, is almost it for this week. We've got one more track to go. Thanks to all the emails that have come in of all different subjects, and I promise I'm going to try and reply to many of them. But as you have noticed, I reply in audio format because my typing is just so bad. It takes forever to type anything. I logged onto the bank this week and I've had the same password for 20 years. I know it like the back of my hand. And I logged on, it said, wrong password, try again. So I logged on the second time, a bit more careful. And it said, wrong password, try again. And if you fail this next time, we'll lock you out and you have to go to the bank. And I thought, no. So I sat and carefully typed it in the third time and luckily got through. But my typing is so bad. So I'm sending little snippets of audio. So to all those who have emailed me and written to me this week, thank you. You'll get little snippets of audio in return. Dave@ravenblues is the email address. ravenblues.co.uk is the website. And that's about it. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time. Hope you enjoyed the music on the programme. Again, a fairly diverse mix, but then you're a fairly diverse person, aren't you? As am I. And hope you can join me in a week's time. Let's close with one of our great harmonica players in the UK, Wes Weston. His new album is called West Street. And here is You've Got Me Thinking. Have a great 7 days. I'll be thinking of you. And hopefully you'll come and join me in 7 days from now. Bye-bye. You ain't good looking. You don't dress neat. You wear no makeup. You don't wash your feet. Well, baby, you change. Things.